Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the final little bite-sized political podcast of the day. I hope you will enjoy this one. We're going to talk about what happened at Baltimore, the bridge. Yep, we're going to talk about that. And as always, of course, I'm indebted to quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, for sponsoring this platform and enabling me to do these things. So big thank you and a shout out to Sarah. You'll have seen the video by now, I'm sure. It happened yesterday, didn't it? Or the wee hours of the night before. And we saw the large freight vessel basically crash into one of the supporting pillars of the bridge over the at Baltimore. And it just came crashing down. I don't know about you, but I've never seen a modern bridge fall in that manner before as a consequence of a ship hitting a particular pillar. But that's what we saw, and it was horrific to see, because of course, you know, if you watch the footage, you can see that there was traffic traveling over the bridge, but by some miracle, there at the point of contact when the bridge went down, there appears to have been little, if any, traffic on the bridge. However, there were workmen working on the bridge when it collapsed into the river, and I believe six of these workmen are now presumed dead. The river over which the bridge sits, it's a cold river. It's not, you know, you would not survive in that river for a very long period of time. So sympathies and for all of those who have obviously lost loved ones who were doing, ironically, repair work on the bridge as it fell. So there's obviously been so much speculation about what caused this to happen. And my own take on it, for what it's worth, is having watched lots of different videos, it appears that this was, you know, a tragic accident. And as the song goes, accidents will happen. And sometimes that's all it is. So it looks to me like this vessel had sailed from the port. It was approaching the part of the bridge which large vessels pass under. And there was a power failure. A catastrophic power failure. That happened about 2 minutes from the point of impact. That lasted for about a minute. I believe at that point the vessel may have dead the port, but there's not much you can do. But then the power came back on again, and then it went back off again. And at that point, it was heading then directly towards this supporting pillar of the bridge, which it then hit to catastrophic effect. And basically down came the bridge. And yes, when you look at the video, it does look for all the world like it's been directly steered into. And of course, well, the ship literally did steer into that, but it looks to me like it was more accidental than conspiratorial in this case. I don't think it was an act of terrorism. For example, had it been, why would you do it in the wee hours when there's nobody based there or very little traffic on the bridge? During the daytime, that bridge is absolutely rammed with traffic. So if you really wanted to do something devastating in terms of taking human life to terrorize, you would do it during the daytime. Thankfully, that didn't happen. The other thing is that, of course, that we have to be aware of is this is, I think, the 11th largest U.S. port. And I think it's the number one for car imports and exports. So now that essentially this port is just taken out of commission, because until somehow or another, they I don't know how they're even going to do it. How quickly do you build a bridge? It's going to take years, I would have thought. Can't imagine you do that in months, can you? Certainly not weeks. But in the meantime, the wreckage of the bridge obviously constitutes a massive threat to any traffic, any traffic that would be traveling into the port or out of the port. So I reckon the port's in major trouble. I don't know how they're going to cope with that. I think it's going to have a terrible impact on Baltimore, which is a bit of a mess anyway. Did you see the mayor on TV? Hello, diversity hires. And the unemployment, I would imagine, is going to shoot up as a consequence of this. But in all likelihood, you know, I've heard all the theories about could it have been done deliberately, or could someone have taken over and hacked in to the boats, to the ships, mechanisms. I don't think so. If you look at the sort of, you can see basically the ship was on the correct trajectory. You get two massive power failures. It shifts only a little bit, but enough to go right into that pillar. Now, the thing that I'm surprised at is that, you know, it was sufficient to take the entire bridge out, because it folded like a deck of cards. It really did. And, you know, in another way, I looked upon this as symbolic of Joe Biden's America. You know, it's kind of rotten and it's collapsing and doesn't take very much to knock it all over. And I think many other people might take that view, that in a way, this is just a symbolic representation of America under Biden. So I wonder what you thought of it. I mean, you know, obviously, first thing is it's just shocking to see. Second thing is it looks like an accident to me. But in the third instance, it's also symbolic of a rotten America under Biden that needs massive revival. Thanks for listening.